LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses, such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683.
Welcome back to Into Tomorrow. It's Cameron Graveline. Yep, we're in our 26th year bringing you the latest tech. Now, back to the guys.
Thank you very much. I love when Cameron does our rejoins. And that reminds me, we want to hear you, our listeners, doing a holiday rejoin. And if you're among the first few to get something in, just about 30 seconds, give or take, you don't have to worry about timing it, but we can't do 2 or 3 minute ones, so around 30 seconds of just some holiday greetings, some holiday wishes from you and your family to our audience and their families, you know, whatever you want to say, then we will add some holiday music to it. We just want your audio only. And you can do that very easily. The easiest ways, of course, would be the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. And just have a little something prepared, at least in your mind, and say what you wish about the holidays. And then we will put them in on our shows leading up through the holidays. So you'll be heard on the air, and therefore you win prizes because you're heard on the air. It's that easy. Another easy way is to use the Into Tomorrow app. And we'll be sending you prizes when we hear you say something about happy holidays from you to our audience. Even though this guy doing our car washes out front, if you're hearing weird noises, right now as it gets quiet, but he's using his pressure washer and he's got his machine, as he calls it, his machine. It's doing all the work. It's like he put it as far away from the window to the studio that he can. But every so often, we get, that's our prize, I guess.
Yeah.
As we get clean cars today. Ay, ay, ay.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow at our website at intotomorrow.com.
Let's head over to Tyler, Texas. Michael there listens on KTBB AM and FM. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Dave. First of all, we'd like to say congratulations on the anniversary of the show.
Well, thank you.
And second, what is a good watch? Would it be the Apple Watch, or would you go for the Android?
Yes.
And know to have both phones?
Okay. Well, good question, actually. Both are going to take a few things to consider. So this is what we, you know, if it were, you heard Chris say, yes, the Apple Watch, because he's an iPhone-y. I'm an Android guy, so of course I would say just yes to the Android.
Yeah, which watch is on my wrist?
An Android.
Yeah.
And it's connected to your Apple Watch. Go figure. Now, but the first thing to consider is, what do you want the watch to do? If you have both Android phones and iPhones, and you probably use one for work and maybe one for your personal life, so which do you want the watch to be involved in? Which phone's notifications are important enough to get also on your wrist? Which things do you want to track the most? Now, the other big thing is, an Apple Watch is an Apple Watch. They're solid, of course. They last a long time. They work well. But most importantly, they are made by Apple and no one else.
Yeah, and the important thing to remember is both the Android watches and the Apple watches will work on both phones.
Yes.
But if you want all of the capabilities of an Android watch, you'll have to connect it to an Android phone. Same thing with Apple Watches.
Right,
you'll get all the capabilities connected to its own device.
Yeah.
Now, Android watches are really Wear OS watches, and there are lots and lots of different ones. If you look at something like Samsung's Galaxy Watch line, that's what we both wear, they're all going to be pretty good. They make different kinds of different lifestyles, some more discreet, some more rugged, but they're all good watches, and it's mainly a matter of choosing the right one that adapts to your use. For example, running in the rain a lot might call for the active models.
There you go. Now, if you look at some of the generic ones out there, your experience will vary. Even some recognizable brands have put out watches that haven't lasted very long, and they haven't fared very well.
Yeah, if you go with an Apple Watch, you'll have support and updates for quite a few years. If you go with one of the more solid Android brands, like the Galaxy line we mentioned, you probably will as well. But if you go with a budget brand, your experience may differ greatly.
Yeah, well, as we always like to say, your mileage may vary. And that's true in this case especially. So, Michael, you know, again, if you want to use all of a watch's features, then get the watch that combines with the brand of phone you have.
Especially because, like phones, these watches, they're expensive. So they're an investment. So make sure you get one that you're going to get the use out of.
Yeah. And now there's a whole bunch for kids, though, too. Let's not forget about kids' watches. And they also, for the most part, not always, but for the most part, will work with either phone if the child also has a phone. But these are some really good smartwatches out there. The Cosmo, there's another one that we just got recently. Do you remember what that's called? We haven't had a chance.
Explora, I think.
Yeah, Explora. So there's several out there. So stay tuned. We'll tell you more as we progress. Oh, but I promised you we're going to tell you what's available when you call in and participate, or just participate. You don't have to call using your phone. You can do it any number of ways. So we do have some goodies to share with you. And of course, Chris always leaves the legal stuff to me. If you'd like any of the particular prizes, no promises, no guarantees, but do tell us when you participate. We'll do our best to get that item to you. This week we've got
things like from LFO, the eClip baby car seat alarms offer peace of mind to busy parents and help save your child.
There, or your grandchild, so there's something that you might want right there. From Benji Lock, fingerprint padlocks, the key is your finger.
From Turtle Beach, we've got a Stealth 700 wireless gaming headset.
Oh, very nice. From Infinicore, Wally Grip detachable wallet, grip, and stand, all for your smartphone.
And from Love Handles, we've got Dave's Love Handles.
Yeah, we do, actually.
Custom Into Tomorrow smartphone grips.
Yep. So if you want Dave's Love Handles, just ask for Dave's Love Handles. And we'll throw in something else, too, because my Love Handles are priceless, but we also want to make sure you get something else good.
Yeah.
So mention any of those items when you participate. 800-899-INTO or the Into Tomorrow app, or click the Ask Dave microphone button at intotomorrow.com.